In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Because taking over online retail is never enough, take a look down the street soon. You might find an Amazon convenience store.
You want more? How about a curbside pickup option? Amazon is expanding that empire. We have the latest.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Amazon delves deeper into the prospects of its own grocery business. Its newest ambition is to move to convenience stores. And why stop there? Their lofty goals also have them looking into curbside pickup locations. If they build it, perhaps they will come. The retail giant wants to establish small brick-and-mortar stores that would essentially sell produce, milk, meats, among other perishable items, ones that consumers can take home. And with a swipe of a smartphone or even touchscreens around the store, shoppers could also order to their heart's desire, the perishable goods of choice for same-day delivery. Amazon will soon even begin to unveil designated drive-in locations where online grocery stores will be brought to the car. And in keeping up with these advanced technological times, the company aims to develop license plate reading technology to speed up wait times. Tall order, as usual, Amazon thinks big. The journal's Laura Stevens breaks down the genesis of Amazon's latest innovation.
It's had its fresh business for several years, and that's, you know, a delivery business where they're actually bringing groceries to you for a set fee, separate from the Prime membership. It was a $299 fee, which has just been reduced to $15 a month on top of a Prime membership. So, you know, that's been a service they've been testing out. It's logistically complex because, you know, how do you keep ice cream cold and everything as you're doing deliveries? So that's a business they've been looking at for a while now, but now they're looking at getting into actual brick and mortar stores.
The Seattle-based company starts close to home, but sooner or later, an Amazon store could pop up in your neck of the woods.
Well, you know, the one location that we do know about that's been reported actually by GeekWire is a location in Seattle where it looks like, you know, that's a location where they're going to have, you know, people will be able to drive up, have their groceries delivered into their trunks. And as they're coming in, you know, a license plate will be scanned and that'll ensure quick delivery service of between a window of about 15 minutes and 2 hours. And so, you know, those will be one type of store. The other type would be more like a small market in the style of Aldi or Lidl or some of these discount retailers, a dollar store type thing, where you'd have a lot of fresh produce and stuff in the actual store. You could order with your phone or on an iPad to get kind of, you know, more packaged goods or things that could be shipped to you then same day.
In the competitive space in which online retailers live, selling perishable goods will remain a challenge.
That's kind of, you know, the balancing act and something that, you know, Walmart's definitely very rapidly expanding into this kind of click and collect type collection where you pull up your car and they bring out the groceries to your trunk. So it's definitely a very competitive market. But yes, you know, if you're going to do those deliveries, it gets very logistically complex because, yeah, as you're saying, you know, with perishable food, you're driving around in circles, perhaps you can't get the right delivery window. So deliveries are very difficult. And that's why a lot of these retailers are looking at maybe doing something where either, you know, the customer's in the store for part of it to get the perishable goods, or they're actually pulling up in their car to pick those goods up.
And make no mistake, tech innovation will lead this effort, a growing theme for Amazon.
Nothing's actually in place yet, but they're definitely looking at, you know, something to scan your license plate as you pull in. So it'll look at, you know, making sure that they know who you are as soon as you pull in and can bring out your order very quickly, hopefully within about 5 minutes. And then, you know, these apps and things like that they have already in place that will help you to order then if you're on your way there or in the store.
And there you have it. Once again, that was Laura Stevens. She is always up on the latest Amazon news for the Journal. That wraps up the tech news briefing for now. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.